This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Going to get to Carl Jones here in just a little while. Of course, WIVB-TV, Channel 4. One of the main peeps on Bills Kickoff Live, which I'll be a part of once again this year. But before we get to him, we are going to be tomorrow on the road, Matt Bove and I. Signals Gas Station on Southwestern Boulevard in Irving. That is tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Stop by, grab some Paula's Donuts while supplies last. Also, register for a chance to win some autographed merch courtesy of Signals. Enjoy 10 cents off a gallon of gas while we are there. Visit WGR550.com. We also have another one coming up at the BFLO store next week. How about that? That's going to be happening Wednesday night. I'll tell you more about that in a little while. My man Carl Jones joins me now. I don't want to keep him waiting because I want to hear his thoughts on these new Nike rivalry uniforms. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. Glad to have you. I'm happy you thought of me and having me on.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Did you see the Bills Nike rivalry uniforms? And if you did, what is your immediate first reaction?
I did see them. I thought they were dope. I honestly thought they were dope. I don't think they were too much. I didn't think they were a lot. And I think that's how I am with my jerseys. I don't like, you know, if your colors are blue and red, I don't like you busting out neon all of a sudden. So I thought that they kept the color wheel within the realm of what the Bills could wear. So for that, I like them.
I'm a clean uniform guy. I like clean look. Like, I like Penn State's uniforms. Sorry, I know you're an Ohio State guy. I like Penn State's uniforms because the cleanness, the clean look of them. UB, the white UB reminds me a lot. These uniforms remind me of the white UB uniforms. They kind of look like them. I'm into that. I like those slick looks.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Like, and listen, I know the Penn State rivalry is deep, but I like their uniforms just like I like USC's and Alabama's. I love that just simplistic look. So, yeah, I like that Bills look for that reason. Once again, they're not doing too much. I like the little emblem on the side. I know the reason why they have to wear them in Week 5, but it would be so cool if they could bust those out in late December. But nonetheless, I don't think it's some groundbreaking, oh, my gosh, best uniform I've ever seen. But they're nice, and I can see fans having fun with those.
All right, so Penn State, a rivalry to the team you grew up rooting for, Ohio State, also to Syracuse. There was a very, very big rivalry many, many years, Syracuse-Penn State. They're going to renew that, I think, at some point here, but they haven't played in a while. But let's transition that to Syracuse real quick. What was the best look you had on at Syracuse? Because over the years, they've also added colors. They've added orange. They've added white. They've had the blue. What's your favorite Syracuse combination you wore?
Man, I can vividly remember this. We were down playing at Miami and that stadium down there, and we were in all white with the chrome orange helmet face mask. It was the ESPN game, night game, so you know the lights in the stadium had the chrome looking nice and all that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate just the all-white. I think that's probably my favorite uniform combination, no matter the team. You can just do all-white and make it look good. That was probably mine.
Syracuse, Tennessee. Speaking of orange, a lot of orange is going to be in Atlanta. The kickoff game Saturday, 12 p.m. Syracuse is a big underdog here, Carl. Almost two touchdowns. But you know what? If there's a team I give a fighting chance to, it's any team coached by Fran Brown from what I've seen, buddy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And in our favor, obviously, it was a huge controversy this offseason, but Tennessee's quarterback is no longer there. He's now on the West Coast playing at UCLA. So we'll have that in our favor. I mean, I know Syracuse will be busting out a new week one starter, but Tennessee will be doing the same. So that's a good thing. Obviously, Tennessee, they usually have 6-7 NFL guys a year. So that'll be an uphill battle. Just like, I mean, I don't know if people realize, but there were a ton of NFL players on that Syracuse team last year that we have to replace on both sides of the ball. So it'll be challenging, but like you just mentioned, I've been around Fran maybe 4 or 5 times, and each time I want to just tell him, I will sneak my way and get another year of eligibility. I got to play for you.
No doubt. He's that kind of guy. Steve Angeli, by the way, the Syracuse quarterback, he transferred from Notre Dame. He'll be starting. Last year, they get the transfer from Ohio State, Kyle McCord. This year, it's a transfer from Notre Dame. And that's kind of the new world we live in here. I've talked to people around college football, Carl, who it makes sense. They say, look, we're not recruiting high school kids anymore, which is a shame, because by the time you recruit them, you get them here, you're going to wind up losing them probably within a couple of years. So now it's just about getting whoever you can out of the transfer portal to come in. It's a totally different world we live in.
Oh, most certainly. And to add on to that, you're better off getting the junior college or the guy that's transferred from another university, because you don't have the longevity to stick around to see if the kid's good or not as a college coach in this era. Like, I have 2 years to 3 years max. I can't afford to wait on an 18-year-old kid to develop. Yeah. So, I mean, I have to bring a gun to a gunfight. I can't afford to wait on, you know, back in the day, we're like, oh, okay, we had a really young team everywhere with a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. You do that, well, the boosters are coming for your head. So I think if someone like myself, I was a 3-star guy across the board, there's a 0% chance I would have gone to Syracuse coming out of high school. I would have had to work my way up, probably starting the MAC and then make up there. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but, I mean, hey, it's the world we live in now. It is what it is.
Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame in the mix as well. Is that the right top 5-6 grouping in your mind this year right now to start?
Yeah, I would say so. Penn State's returning the most. Drew Aller from actually watched him growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, so he's the Penn State quarterback. Texas, they're going to get the most eyeballs, partly because of Texas, partly because another Manning royalty. The family is now the lineage that in Austin. Ohio State defending national champs. Oregon reloaded again. So, yeah, I think that's the appropriate top of the country.
And then finally, tonight, University of Buffalo taking on Minnesota. Nice test for Pete Lembo and the UB Bulls. I really love what Pete Lembo's done with this program. We're just talking about NIL. You know, he's keeping guys. You know, it's about retention here, too. And it's not like they're over there paying all these guys a whole boatload of money. They're keeping them here because of what they built, because of the culture. So, you know, there was a streak, Carl. It ended last year, I believe, if I'm right on this. It was like 10 or 12 straight years where a MAC school beat a Big Ten school in a game. And I think that ended last year, actually. But this happens sometimes. MAC school, especially early in the year, when these other teams like Minnesota or other teams might be piecing rosters together. Here comes UB with a group that's been together, and you never know. I think they'll show well tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The one thing I liked about Pete Lembo's team last year, and it's hard to put a number on it, but you know it when you see it. I've watched UB twice last year in person, and the team just plays hard. And I know that sounds cliche. I know that sounds like, yeah, every team that's playing football plays hard. No, but it's different when you see it up close and personal. And I felt as if even when it was like 25, 30 degrees outside, when I was frigid on the sideline, his team was still playing super hard. And that's something that can translate year over year, no matter the talent on your roster. Obviously, some years you will have more W's in the win column because of the talent. But that was the one thing that I took away from watching this team last year. That team, both sides of the ball, special teams, they're out there hitting, thumping, and that's always fun to watch as a fan.
Carl Jones, WIVB Channel 4, joining me on the West Her Hotline. The Bills bring back Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips. Carl, in your travels, you know, playing college football, you played the highest levels of college football. What did it mean to you when you had a guy, when you were young, when you were a freshman or sophomore, to have a guy that had gone through it, a senior near you maybe? And did you ever experience also, you don't have to call anybody out when I ask you this part of it, Did you ever experience maybe somebody who wasn't really having your best interest in mind that didn't want to work with you? And what's the difference there?
Man, that's a fabulous question. And I think it's real on both sides. First off, when I was a young guy, it was so beneficial to have a vet in the room, because to travel back in time a little bit, I was Dino Babers' first year at Syracuse. So it was a whole big regime change. A lot of the seniors stayed, even though they understood that the coaching staff was probably going to focus more on the younger players. And when I initially got there, even though you can tell there was some resentment, a lot of the guys were like, listen, football is football, but we need to teach you about life. We need to teach you how to get to class and how to maneuver around this campus. And that same logic can apply to the National Football League, where a Poyer comes in and he can teach a Hancock, a Bishop. I mean, Hamlin's not that old. I think he's like 26, 27. Just teaching just about life, man. Like, just all the nooks and crannies that goes with being a professional athlete. And then on the flip side, I personally didn't have a player that didn't have my best interest at heart. But I would be lying if I said by the time I didn't become a senior, I didn't see how my fellow teammates didn't, sometimes how they talk to the young guys and how they maybe didn't stay the extra 15 minutes after practice to watch film or to go through the same mundane drill that I got when I was a young guy. So I think that that's always super important. When you're an impressionable young player and you're just looking for anyone for help and you're drowning, there's certain concepts you're not getting. The coaches are trying to sell you stuff, but you feel like, I don't want to let them down, so I'm not going to ask them too many questions. That's the one benefit of having an OG, is like we like to call them, an OG in the room that can help steer you in the right direction.
No doubt. What do you think that Jordan Poyer can provide for the Buffalo Bills in that capacity, in that role, given what you've seen from Cole Bishop and where their safety room is right now?
Yeah, I think the one thing, and Brandon Bean touched on this yesterday, Wednesday's press conference, where a lot of times some players, they just aren't as receptive to when a coach says it as opposed to when a player says it. Like, they can say the same exact thing, but it hits different when someone that's your peer says that same information. Like, if Poyer were to say, hey, man, I need you at 15 yards and pedal off the hash as soon as the ball is snapped. I know that sounds trivial, but some people, it's easier for them to retain that information if it's a player as opposed to a coach. And there are a bunch of other examples like that. Like, if a coach tells you, oh, you better watch film, well, like, yeah, whatever. But then if a player tells you, you need to watch film and this is how you do it, that's the sum of the stuff. We're like, oh, okay. Like, I see that someone who's been there, done that, they're telling me how to do it. I will do it in this manner. So I think that's the one benefit. I don't know necessarily in terms of just on-the-field stuff, because at the end of the day, man, you're either tough enough to play this game or you're not. But there are a bunch of other stuff that allows you to excel on the field before you even get there that I think Jordan Poyer can help out with.
Let's look back at the 53-man roster and, you know, the decisions that were made. The Bills do keep Tyrell Shavers. Did you expect that? Was that the right call?
Yeah, I did. And I just want to give him a lot of credit for how he bounced back from that injury that he suffered early on in camp. I wasn't there that day, but you, Josh Reed, and a bunch of other people it would happen right in front of you where he was carted off after a freak incident. And the fact that he bounced back so quick, I think he was back within practice within a week, and he got even better. Like, the first week of practice, I didn't really notice him, and then he bounced back, started making great plays in camp that translated to the preseason. I'm sure you've talked about this because you're big on this as well. I always was of the assumption, yes, he's a good receiver, but he's going to have to show something else because at the end of the day, there's only so many jerseys available on a roster. And the fact that he was on kickoff, he was on punt, he was on kickoff return, showed his value to where the Bills are saying, you know what? Yeah, those six snaps at receiver may not, we can give that to anyone. But the fact that he can take up 10 snaps a game on special teams as well, that's beneficial. I remember you telling me that he was excellent at the Chicago's joint practice, and
yes,
it had nothing to do with how he was as a receiver. It was all special teams.
He was, and they were trying to see if they could do that, if that works, because if you're going to be the sixth wide receiver on an NFL team, you can only justify it by making sure you're good on special teams, because you're not getting enough on the field to justify it by that much. Linebacker is another area that was very interesting. Shaq Thompson, if you would have asked me, Carl, when they signed Shaq Thompson back in May, I think it was, if he's going to make the 53, I'd be like, yeah, probably not. Veteran in the room. He'll be good for the offseason. Keep him on the practice squad. I think Shaq Thompson has a role on this team. I think Shaq Thompson's going to be on the field for the Buffalo Bills this year in some capacity and probably in some sort of base defense next to Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. When they brought him in, I'm like, oh, okay. not to be disrespectful, I thought they were just throwing him a bone. A guy who was recovering from injury and being a McDermott, have a relationship with him. Like, hey, we just want to give you some, just throw you a bone real quick and just see what you got. And I don't know if that was the conversation, but I will tell you that first week at Fisher, when he started running out with the twos and as the backup middle linebacker, I was like, wait a second. They have a lot more envision for him than I initially thought. And when Bernard went down for a little bit with, I believe, a hamstring injury, Shaq Thompson was running with the one. So I think that they have a lot in store for him. It wouldn't be like some big package, but like you said, hey, week one, base defense, 12 personnel, 13 personnel, let's bring in the vets to be a bit of a thumper. So, yeah, Shaq Thompson is going to play a lot more than I believe everyone anticipated when he first signed with the Bills.
And then, of course, at the return spot, which affects wide receiver, no Laviska Shenault, not even on the practice squad. Brandon Condrington is that guy. I've anticipated that. He does not offer that much at all in the secondary, which was always kind of the thing you'd always hope for. But it just seemed like they never found someone who really could vault over him who could do that, though. So that's why you go with him. And it looks like to join him on kickoffs will probably just be Ty Johnson or Ray Davis then, I guess.
Yeah, I anticipated that was going to be the case as well, especially because Codrington, he's a pure punt returner as well, and I think that's a little bit easier to justify keeping the guy who's a good punt returner as opposed to the kick returner, because the rules are so different these days where, like, I don't want to say you can throw anyone back there at kick return, but it's easier to put someone at that spot and coach them up, per se, to be effective in that role as opposed to a punt returner. You either are born with the gift of want to look up in the air while someone is running a 4.40 down the pipe, or you're not. And Codrington has shown that he's getting super duper close to breaking one soon. So I wasn't too shocked that he made the roster.
All right, team turns its attention to the Baltimore Ravens. Where are you on the Ravens and what they could be in 2025? Right up there still with the Buffalo Bills as far as AFC contenders. Where are you on where the Ravens are right now?
I will put them in the Bills and along with the Chiefs in that just same bucket at the top, where I wouldn't be surprised if either of those three teams come out. I think they're super duper talented. Obviously, I mean, 1 through 10, we've talked about this off air. Their first player down to their 10th, I don't know if any team in football besides maybe the Eagles can go bar for bar with them with the amount of all pros and pro bowlers they have. They are just a team, even more so than the Bills, have the worst mental errors and mistakes year in and year out. It starts with your quarterback, obviously. Your quarterback in the biggest moments doesn't come through. Then you have, obviously, the Mark Andrews plays, the ill-advised penalties they get each year. I hate to be this guy because every week matters in the NFL, but the Ravens are one of those teams where it's, yeah, I just want to see it in late December and January, right? But I think they're going to be an excellent team, and they provide a lot of challenges, not just to the Bills, but every single team, which I think is what the conversation needs to be about heading into week one. A lot of people are going to say, oh, the Bills are a small team. How can they stop them on defense? The Ravens are good. They're going to give problems to everyone. I think that's where I think some of that oxygen needs to go towards.
Follow Carl on Twitter at Jones11_. Bills kickoff live coming this week, next week, I should say, and then throughout the season. Looking forward to being on that panel again with you, buddy. Always enjoy our talks. And, of course, go orange, but the right orange on Saturday, not the Tennessee orange.
There we go. Yeah, go orange. And about 3:30 Saturday, I'll be texting you saying we didn't pull it off another upset.
I love it, buddy. I love it. All right, be good. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you got it. Carl Jones right there. Hey, let's get to Jordan Poyer. He spoke yesterday to the media. We'll do that very quickly, and then we will have Patrick Hammer on your Labor Day weather at the bottom of the hour. Here is Jordan Poyer from yesterday down at One Bills Drive.
What was it? Jordan just told us it was Buffalo or nothing. Was that maybe Phillips?
Yeah.
Was that
the same thing with you? Sure. You know, this is where my heart is. You know, this is where home is, where – you know, I essentially grew up in this game, on and off the field. You know, my daughters have grown up in this town, the city, and, you know, I feel like this is a way for me to be able to give back to the community, to this team. And, you know, I feel like I can still give back to the game in many ways, you know, whether that be on the field or off the field. And, you know, like I said, this is where my heart is. I'm extremely thankful to be here. It's surreal. Yesterday I was on a jet ski with my daughter in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and now we're here to finish the first practice of the season. And you know, again, I'm just extremely thankful to be here.
Jordan said, "Make a mistake. He's here to mentor, and he'll accept that role. He still believes that he can make plays and
sure.
contribute. Where do you stand?"
Absolutely. You know, again, I feel like I can help in many ways. You know, I'm 34 now. You know, I'm not getting any younger. I understand that, but at the same time, I still feel like I have gas left in the tank. Last year, you know, put asterisks by it. You know, it was a tough year all around. You know, and I'm not gonna, you know, throw anything at what went down over there. But at the same time, you know, it was a hard year. And again, I'm just extremely thankful to be here. And I still feel like I got a lot left to prove to myself, to this game. You know, to the people around me, and you know, I keep the receipts. So I'm working hard. I'm coming in, my head down, and just going to work. You know, help the guys, be an extra set of eyes, extra set of ears, and just be a service. But don't get me wrong, I'm also here to play football. You know, at a high level. And today was fun to get back on the field. It's fun to see the guys. It's fun to see everybody, and you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
Felt almost lost being away from Buffalo. He felt like this was a place that he felt like home.
Sure.
What's it like to be in familiar surroundings with Phillips and Trey still here?
Sure.
A lot of guys.
Yeah, it's, again, I'm just extremely thankful. You know, coming here in 2017, you know, this team is you know, on a totally different side of the map as it was then. It's awesome to see, you know, even, you know, being in Miami last year, I'm paying attention to everything that's going on out here. You know, these are my guys, these are my friends, my teammates that I've been with for a long time. And you know, even some of the new guys, you can see why they bring guys like Keon Coleman in here. You know, they bring some of the young Jordan Hancocks in here and the Cole Bishops. And so, you know, I want to, again, just be here to be of service. And again, I'm here to play football too, because it is what I love and I have a passion for. But I want to help this team win in any way that I can.
You saw the path from a distance of what Micah did at the end of last year and kind of the mentoring role and everything. Did you reach out to him? Did you guys talk
sure.
about it a little bit?
Yeah.
What were those conversations like?
Yeah, we've had plenty of conversations. We actually were on the phone 2 days ago. I had mentioned to him I was coming out here. He was super excited for me. And just kind of giving me, you know, we had conversations before at his retirement party and whatnot, but just, you know, just kind of giving me of his insight of how, you know, and he wasn't wrong. You know, today is very humbling in a sense of, you know, the ones go out there and the twos go out there and you're not out there, right? You're on the look squad and, you know, and it's a very humbling, and it will be a very humbling experience. But at the same time, I do feel like this is, it's a great opportunity for me. You know, as a person, as a player, you know, at this point in my career, to, you know, just be myself and go out there and help where needed. And again, I'm just extremely excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to be back in the community. I'm excited to be around the guys every day, locker room talk, you know, DB dinners. Although Terrence told me I did have to pay for the first one. I don't know how, because I am on the practice squad, but we'll see about that. But no, again, just extremely thankful to be here.
What is it like, you talked about the trajectory here has changed since you got here. What is it like having been part of that upward trajectory, having been part of that foundation that was laid in 2017? As you reflect back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I'm sitting on my patio at home and you're reflecting and that moment in that time, right, of all the things that we had been through to just even be here right now, right? And, you know, I've seen it on, you know, I've heard Sean say it over and over again every single year, and I've seen it on the Hard Knocks, you know, what you've done in the past, what you did last year, what you've done the year before, it does not matter, right? You have to, every year is a new year, and every, it takes, you know, every day, every rep, and to continue to get better, to be good in this league. It's hard league to win in, and it's each and every week, each and every day. And again, you know, this culture has that identity to want to win every single day and want to get better every single day. And you know, that's an exciting thing to be part of. Guys who just want to compete and get better every single day, and hold each other accountable, which is also a huge part. And so, again, I'm just extremely thankful to be here. And it's been awesome to see the love and support from, you know, everybody. And I thought it was kind of 50-50, but, you know, it seems like a little bit more. People lean on my side, so it's good.
Jordan, you mentioned the culture. You were a part of that 2017 team that Sean, you know, it was just beginning, right? And now, you know, you see his growth into year 9 as a head coach. How have you seen him change, evolve, adapt in that time?
I mean, yeah, I just... He's done exactly that. He's adapted. He's evolved. He's grown. He's learned. He's made mistakes. He's learned from them, and he's continued to grow. And that's really all you can ask for in anybody in life, especially in the head coaching job, to continue to motivate your players, to want to play for them, to want to keep coming back. You get guys coming back, myself, Jordan Phillips, Tre'Davious White, Dane Jackson. Like, there's reason guys want to keep coming back here, and Sean is a huge part of that. He's a player's coach. He holds you accountable, holds you to a standard, and expects that out of you. And he doesn't treat one person different over there, one person different over there. He's a player's coach who I'm extremely thankful to even have played for. And to come here in 2017 with him, I'll kind of always hold that dearly to my heart. But it's been cool to see him grow as a person, as a coach. And, you know, I'm excited to do everything that I can to help him get his first Super Bowl.
Jordan, you can tell us a little bit about just how you prepared for the season over the last couple of months, knowing that this was...
Sure. I mean, I'm just down in South Florida where it's hot and humid and just running and lifting and trying to get myself to the point of throwing up sometimes, because I know, you know, running out there is different than football shape. And so, you know, just doing everything I can, the mind, body, and spirit, just keeping them fresh. And, you know, the mental part of my game has been a huge, huge asset to me over the last, you know, 5-6 years, really learning about the power of my mind and how to, you know, whether it's a bad play or a good play, just continue to move on, continue to grow, continue to learn and evolve and adapt. So I feel good, though. I feel good. I got a lot of work to do. You know, today was... It's a great first day for me to go out there, but you know, I got a lot of work to do that I want to keep doing, and you know, I'm coming in like it's rookie year.
You touched on a little bit earlier, but Brandon joked that Jordan called me, you know, very frequently. You know, how often were those conversations? Did you feel like, man, I'm picking this phone up and calling him one more time just to see?
Yeah, it's weird. I wanted to call him while I was in the 305 last year. I don't know. You know, there was. You know, I saw Trey coming back, you know, and had a couple conversations with Jordan. Bean and I had conversations over throughout the summer, and the ball just started rolling. You know, again, last year, it's a super bad taste in my mouth. Just, you know, the way that season was, the way that, you know, it could have been my last year in the league, and I didn't want to necessarily go out that way. And so, again, this is home. This is where I want to be. And this is, I said it when I signed an extension here in 2023, like, this is where I want to retire. And I meant that, you know, just because, you know, I was released from here, right? Like, and this is a business. I understand that. But I was released from here. My agent is Drew. Drew has some really good connections in South Florida. So, I mean, you put two and two together, they just kind of worked out. I live down there, so it just kind of worked out. Learned a lot. It was a great experience. Met some really cool guys. Again, it was just super tough. And, you know, again, I'm just excited and grateful to be here in this moment right here with this team and these people in this organization.
Jordan, you mentioned the conversation has been on for months. How does that start? How does it start?
Well, I came out here for the golf tournament. I came out here for Lan's Big Dubs golf tournament in OTAs. I wanted to surprise the guys because, you know, that golf tournament was essentially my golf tournament that I put on a couple years ago. They kept it going, so it's good. It's good. They keep it going. But I came out to surprise the guys, and when I was out here during that time, I hit up Bean. I just wanted to go chop it up with him because that was the first time that I had spoke with him since he released me. You know, felt like I just needed to hash some things out because... Did I feel some type of way from getting released here? Of course. This is where I wanted to be. This is where my home was. But again, I understand this business. I understand where he's at, the position that he's in, and I'm okay with that. So I went, you know, him and I just had a conversation. Like, look, don't want to go play nowhere else. You know, it's either Buffalo or it's nowhere. And, you know, and then the ball just started rolling. And, you know, here I am, grateful for the opportunity, grateful to be here.
He met with the media yesterday at One Bills Drive. We will take it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Time out when we come back. Patrick Hammer, Channel 2 Chief Meteorologist, on your Labor Day weather. And what might the football season hold for us overall?
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
It's been a while since we heard from my guy, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist, and now the weather is changing for sure. This week, into this weekend, football season is here. We're going to hear from Pat every single week, like we have for the last several years, a very, very important and popular segment here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So glad to have him back this year and welcoming back today, a week earlier than the NFL season, to talk about Labor Day weekend. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. You said the weather's going to change. It's going to change in about an hour. Okay.
Ooh. So, okay. First question, do I need to go outside and cover patio furniture for rain?
Yes. That is so funny because I'm about to do that very thing. We have this outdoor patio set. I'm always a little late to cover it before the rain. Then it gets rusty and I get yelled at and everybody in, you know. But yes, if you have the opportunity to get out and make sure your windows are rolled up, cover the back door, the backyard patio stuff, because this will be like the first, like, I know it rained a couple days ago and we got some healthy rain. This will be like the first widespread soaking rain that we've gotten around here in a long time. And that's coming in a few hours.
And how long will it last?
So it's going to be, literally, so it's almost probably around 2 o'clock or so ish is when it should start. And it's not going to be like the summertime thunderstorm. This is going to be more like the sky's going to get dark, breezy, colder, and a soaking rain. So for the entirety of the afternoon and into the evening. So the commute will be slow. And if you've got outdoor sports, you've got football practice or something going on this afternoon, tennis, whatever it is, you're going to need a plan B.
Okay, so tomorrow, Matt Bove and I are going to be down in at Signals Gas Station in Irving, 3 to 5 p.m. We're going to be there, 10 cents off a gallon. People come by, Paula's Donuts. You can enter to win autographed merchandise from TSC. It's going to be an awesome time. Always game day in Buffalo. Before that, I'm playing a little golf before that down in that area. What does tomorrow look like for everybody? And then we'll get into the weekend.
Okay. So, first of all, tomorrow is going to look like week 8 of the NFL season, okay? Meaning it's going to feel like late October. It's not the best timing of your golf plan, Sal. I got to be honest with you. Not that it's going to be terribly rainy tomorrow. It's just going to be kind of cloudy, kind of cold. Tomorrow has the chance of being the coldest April 29th on record in terms of a day.
August.
Time, okay. Did I say October? August.
You said April.
Did I say? Okay. It's going to feel like April. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me get this straight. Tomorrow is August 29th. Tomorrow will be close to the coldest August 29th we've had on record in terms of a daytime high. The coldest August 29th is 60 degrees, and tomorrow's high is forecast to be 62. So it is going to be a deep fall-like day tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, what are we looking at for the weekend? It is Labor Day weekend. We've had this big chill down, and then what happens after that?
Yeah, so we've had a really nice – I mean, I'm gonna summarize this summer as being borderline hot, very dry. We've had 8 90-degree days. This season we averaged 3, okay? So you would like to think, okay, this Labor Day, we'll kind of wrap up our summer and kind of, you know, maybe it can be an example of what our entire summer was like. So despite the weather today and tomorrow, the weather does take a turn for the Labor Day weekend. It looks really nice. Saturday, kind of a mix of clouds and sun. Not spectacular, but not awful. But we're going to be in the 60s, okay? Sunday and Labor Day itself look beautiful. Sunshine, temperatures in the 70s. So despite, yes, the heavy rain at times later today, despite the October-like feel tomorrow, things kind of chill out and mellow out and get warmer for the weekend. So it looks pretty good.
All right. So, you know, I know you say don't look at the apps and all that, but every time I look at something about weather and I look projected out, looks like we're going to be okay, though, right? I mean, I'm still seeing some mid-70s still here in September. It's not like this coldness is going to be sticking around for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and when I say apps are fine, but it sometimes it just gives you like a symbol for one day, and it doesn't like give you any perspective, right? So apps are fine, but I'm just thinking more of the hour by hour stuff. So as we look to next week, okay, it does warm up. Okay, we have a couple of days. In fact, I think Labor Day, Monday, Tuesday, could flirt with 80. All right. However.
Wow.
This shot of cool air that's coming tonight into tomorrow, we're going to do it all over again next week, okay? So there will be some early warmth for September next week. Summer is not over, despite how it will look this afternoon. Summer is not over. But another shot, and this is why I bring this up, of cold air is going to arrive for the weekend leading up to our Bills game against the Ravens, okay? This is, what is it? We're 10 days out. Okay. If you look at things and kind of how things pace together, this shot of cool air would arrive late next week into the weekend, but be on the way out in time for Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. So if things are looking like I see them unfolding, we will be going from a colder weather pattern to a warmer one. And that often does not mean rain. So if you were to force me to make a forecast for next Sunday, I would say it does not look wet at this point, and it looks like it could actually be kind of a lovely day, quite frankly, and a lovely night.
Maybe a little cool, but it's football, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be a little cool, but it's football. It's a night game, and come on, like we do games in 20 degrees here. What are we talking, 60-something? Who cares, right? It's great. We'll take it.
Exactly.
It's a night game in Buffalo. That's great. That's great for the for the prospects of what we're looking at opening weekend, Ravens at Bills. I'm not forcing you, but I appreciate that. And then we will get to more into that next Friday. You'll have a bigger handle. What about the overall football season and just kind of where things Jordan's kind of trend for you right now and what you've seen as far as patterns and this fall and into the next couple months?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to kind of – we spoke maybe it was with your other guy, with Zach and Josh a couple weeks ago.
And Derek.
But we took a peek at – and Derek, yeah, thank you. And this winter has an opportunity of being an interesting one. There are things that we're seeing and noticing that suggest the possibility of a cooler winter. Hard to predict snow at this point, but we're going to be in kind of a La Nina or very weak La Nina weather pattern, and that tends to be colder for the Great Lakes. So, you know, maybe it's good that our first 4 out of 5 games are at home this season, right?
Yeah,
so we're going to get a lot of the good weather here. But, you know, those, you know, and as we talked about, a lot of our games are kind of, we don't go out west. A lot of our games are close to home. And
but three of them are at night, by the way. The three night games, the home games, there's a lot of night games early. So it's a little bit cooler, obviously, than the afternoon
games. That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. I'm just, I have a feeling that we have a lot of cold weather cities to play in this season, including our own. You know, this could be like, what was it, 2022, when we had all sorts of winter challenges, if you will, with our football games, and that may be the case this year, too.
Did you, speaking of winter, did you see the new uniforms that we've been talking about? Did you see them?
Cold front is coming. I love it.
Yeah. Do you like it? They're pretty cool, really cool, aren't they?
I think they're pretty nifty. I like them. I like the kind of just the steely gray color with the white and kind of that the Buffalo Bill. I thought it was very cool. I thought it was very cool.
Perfect for somebody who makes their living in weather, for sure. No doubt about it. Uniforms.
When I saw a cold front was coming, of course, that got me kind of jacked. I was kind of like with the old Steve Tasker. Remember we did that promo a couple years ago?
Yes.
It's going to get cold. It might be chilly. Yeah. I kind of got the same vibe.
I mean, here's the only thing I didn't like. I did not like the Patriots kind of using, like, theirs was a winter storm is coming. I'm like, what? It's New England.
On.
What are you doing? Give me a break.
Right.
That's us, right? What do we got to do that. Hey, buddy, thank you. We look forward to talking again. I do every week, and then we start it next Friday. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and I appreciate you.
All right, we'll talk next week. Look forward to it.
All right, you got it. You got it. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ, TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll wrap up the program after this time out here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But before we do, I have to let you know that this show is going live on location, all right, at Northtown Kia next Thursday, the day of the NFL opener. You got Cowboys, you got Eagles, you got me, 10 to 12. Stop by Northtown Kia next Thursday during this show. Say hi. Grab a Paula's Donut while supplies last. Score some awesome WGR swag. Register to win an autographed Buffalo Bills item courtesy of Northtown Kia. No purchase necessary. Northtown Automotive is the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. I'll be there September 4th at Northtown Kia doing this show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay. Check this out. BFLO Store. It's always game day in Buffalo. Next week, Matt Bove and me. Join us Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., Transit Town Plaza in Williamsville. Be a part of the live audience. We can, we'll be talking about our takes, giving them ahead of the NFL season, everything's going on, Buffalo Bills. Shop their massive selection of Buffalo Bills gear, including BFLO's own tailgate collection. Get all the details now at WGR550.com. We're going to see you September 3rd. Matt Bove and I, BFLO Store. They are the official retailer of the Buffalo Bills. Folks, you got tomorrow at Signals 3 to 5, me and Matt doing the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. You got the BFLO Store next Wednesday, 6:30. Matt and I doing the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. You have, what else got? Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show, this one, next Thursday. Next Wednesday night is BFLO Store. Next Thursday, 10 to 12, I'll be at Northtown Kia. And then on September 6th, check this out, Rally on the River, the home opener festival, Saturday, September 6th at Buffalo Riverworks. Sports Talk Saturday kicks off at 10 a.m. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley. I'm going to be there from noon to 2. Admission is free. They got the Bills, they got the Mafia Boat Parade at 1, the official after party at 3, autographs with Deion Dawkins, live music, local vendors, rides, bounce houses, chalk artists, Rally on the River, September 6th, Buffalo Riverworks. Check them out, BuffaloRiverworks.com. Did I hit everything? I think I did. You got a lot going on. A lot going on. And I'm excited to be a part of it. That's what we do. It's football season. It's football season. It's here. Check us out tomorrow. Hope to see you at Signals, 3 to 5 p.m. Then next week, Wednesday night, BFLO Store, 6:30 p.m. Matt Bove and I, both of those. I'll be doing this show next Thursday, Northtown Automotive, Northtown Kia. And then Rally on the River, September 6th. We got Sabres live up next. One Bills live after that. Show up with the Bulldog at 3. I will not be on tomorrow because I'll be at Signals 3 o'clock. Hope to see you there. And then we have Labor Day weekend. Have a great one. I'll talk to you next time I do here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.